8:11. Do you know Mark Stein? He's the guy with the British accent who sits in, I guess, for Rush usually. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Anyway, wrote a great piece over the weekend, and I'm just going to do the first two paragraphs. Unless things change, the man or woman elected in 2012 will be the last American president to preside over the world's leading economy. If things get really bad, he or she will find himself presiding over the early stages of American collapse. Not decline, but collapse. Decline is what happens when you're Britain in the 1940s and you cede your global dominance to a major ally that shares your language, your legal system, your cultural inheritance, and broad geopolitical objectives. That's a deal that doesn't come around very often. Nor was the United Kingdom, circa 1948, enthralled to anything of the same level of spendaholic insanity that we have in Washington.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love that. Sure, Congress can vote to raise the debt ceiling, just like you and your spouse can reach a bipartisan agreement on raising your own debt ceiling. Go ahead, try that. Hold a vote in your rec room, come up with a number, then let MasterCard know what you've decided.
That's right. Dear American Express.
Yeah. We thought we'd like to go ahead and have a little bit more debt ceiling. Huh? Help us out with that. Would you do that for us? Anyway, he's pretty enjoyable. All right, a lady in Nebraska allegedly asked her friends to stab her. So they
Why?
Did. I knew you'd ask. The New York Post reports 21-year-old Jesslyn Steerwalt had a perfectly good reason for wanting to be stabbed. After all, she was too drunk to attend her probation hearing, and she needed a good excuse to miss it. She's hospitalized with shoulder and stomach wounds. Later charged with conspiracy to commit assault. Her friends also went to jail.
Hey. Okay. Go ahead and stab me.
Okay.
Stab
it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's I'm going to hold still, and you stab me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm only doing this because I love you.
That's right. So,
what?
There you go. All right, it's 8:14. Bill McGuire here this morning. Yeah, I know. You never know what you're going to be here before, right?
Yeah, I feel like I just got stabbed.
There you go. Yeah. What you got going on to the Better Business Bureau?
I got a couple of things today. Scott, I brought you some information. You know, we have our annual Boss of the Year contest coming up in October, and we're BBB's taking nominations right now through September 16th. And so just want to let people in the community know, if you've got a boss or you know of a boss at a company that you think warrants being nominated for Boss of the Year, now's the time to do it. They can go online to www.brian.bbb.org, or they can call us at 260-2222 for more information. We're not going to be having it at the headquarters of the BBB this year. We're going to have it at the Aston Mansion down on 506 West 26th Street in Bryan. So that's kind of a departure from the past, but we want to have more people show up. We're going to have games, all kinds of things. And the only place that you can vote for Boss of the Year is between the 5 and 7 p.m. hours during that annual meeting, our open house, and the Boss of the Year event.
Okay.
We'll have free food and free beverages, of course, as we always do. And want to stress that anyone can vote for a nominated Boss of the Year. You don't have to be working there. You don't have to be married to them. You don't have to be a child of that particular boss. It can be anybody in the community who wants to come in, but you got to come to the open house BBB annual meeting from 5 to 7 p.m. on October 11th in order to cast that vote. Hope that's clear.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And I brought you one other thing. It's kind of a scam alert that's going on. It's a little different twist than what we've been having on these grandparent scams. And the BBB has just issued a red alert on August 3rd about this. It involves the caller already knowing detailed information regarding family members. In addition, the calls are not targeted strictly at seniors, and the money requested is to be wired to Mexico. So here we are butting up, you know, our southern border to Mexico. So mm-hmm. it involves us, too. At least 6 complaints from victims of this new scam have been received in the last 2 weeks. The original scam generally worked like this. The grandparent receives a distressed phone call from who they believe is a grandchild. And supposedly the grandchild typically explains they've been traveling. They're out of the country somewhere. Could be Spain, could be Canada, could be anywhere. and they've been arrested or they've been involved in an auto accident and need the grandparent to wire money to post bail or to pay for damages, usually amounting to several thousand dollars. The scammer's basic tactic is to pose as a grandchild and let the unsuspecting grandparent fill in the blanks. For example, the scam call might say, "It's me, your favorite grandchild," to which the grandparent will guess the name of the grandchild it sounds the most like, and then the call proceeds from there. In the updated scam, callers identify themselves by specific name as a particular family member. So that's the new twist. They say they are being held in jail in Mexico and they need bail money wired immediately. They lace their conversation with correct references by name to other family members, increasing their credibility. One caller even knew that the real person being impersonated had a twin who was born 2 minutes later. Victims are not related, and they reside in different communities. Law enforcement officials contacted by the BBB are not certain how perpetrators are obtaining the inside knowledge or phone numbers for victims. Victims of this scam are encouraged to come forward and file complaints as part of an ongoing investigation with the BBB. Victims should also file a complaint with the FBI. To protect themselves from this scam and other scams that may use a distressed loved one tactic, BBB is advising people to remain calm and confirm the status of the individual by calling them back directly or verifying the story with other family members before taking any further action. Developing a secret code that is known only within the family is also recommended. The BBB also encourages people to limit the amount of personal information shared on social media sites and to only friend people they personally know themselves. And, of course, they can always contact the BBB for any other, you know, related information on these types of scams, Scott. They can call us at 260-2222 or look us up on the web at brian.bbb.org, as always.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays from the Better Business Bureau. It's time now for the Wall Street Money Report. It's brought to you by Spring Insurance Agency. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flinnikin with Spring Insurance. While the market ups and downs may keep you awake at night, you should never lose any sleep.